Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the document that is the crux of the civil case against Diddy. We are still going through all of the details of it, the document that's been filed by Mr. Jones against him and several other defendants. We're now up to line 140 as we continue to break it down. If you are just catching this, go back. There's already four previous segments that we've done going through the first part of this document. We're nearly halfway through. We have a lot to go. This is a large document. We're up to the point where the headline on this says, defendants, Ethiopia, Hadbert Merriam, Lucian Charles, Grange, Motown Records, Love Records, and Universal Music Group, aided, abetted, and profited off Sean Combs' RICO enterprise. Let's take a look at this. Line 140, Mr. Jones recalls seeing defendant Grange visiting Mr. Combs' home in Miami, Florida, and Los Angeles, California. According to Mr. Jones, whenever defendant Grange visited Mr. Combs at his homes, it would be in the evening, and he and Mr. Combs would disappear for hours in Mr. Combs' bedroom. Defendant Grange sponsored and attended several Love album listening parties at Mr. Combs' home in Los Angeles, California. These parties were sponsored by defendant MR, LR, and UMG. As evidence above, these parties had sex workers and underage girls present. During these parties, defendant Grange knew or should have known that Mr. Combs was drugging the attendees through laced bottles of Delon tequila and Ciroc vodka. It's no secret that Mr. Combs had specific bottles of alcohol designed for females and other bottles designed for his staff, his artists, and himself. This fact was detailed by former artists and bodyguards of Mr. Combs. As a sponsor of these events, defendant Grange had a duty and obligation to ensure that sex workers and underage girls were not present and that Mr. Combs was not spiking the alcohol with date rape drugs. On YouTube channel The Art of Dialogue, former bodyguard Gene Deal exposed Mr. Combs' pill mixing method used to spike cranberry juice and orange juice. According to Mr. Deal, Mr. Combs had place ecstasy and other date rape drugs in the juices. On YouTube, The Art of Dialogue, former artist Mark Curry exposed Mr. Combs spiking bottles of Moet champagne in the VIP section of nightclubs. Mr. Combs would have a set of Moet champagne bottles for his artists and a set for women. Line 148, the writer has spoken with several former employees of Mr. Combs who witnessed defendant Kareem instruct her staff to lace champagne, Delon, and Ciroc liquor bottles with ecstasy and other illicit drugs. Line 149, Mr. Jones recalls seeing defendant Hadbert Merriam visiting Mr. Combs' home in Miami, Florida, and Los Angeles, California. According to Mr. Jones, whenever defendant Hadbert Merriam visited Mr. Combs in his homes, it would be in the evening, and she and Mr. Combs would disappear for hours in Mr. Combs' bedroom. According to Mr. Jones, defendant Hadbert Merriam visited Mr. Combs, the defendant, CRS, during Mr. Combs' writing camp. Defendant Hadbert Merriam sponsored and attended several Love album listening parties at Mr. Combs' home in Los Angeles, California. These parties were sponsored by defendants MR, LR, and UMG. As evidence above, these parties had sex workers and underage girls present. During these parties, defendant Hadbert Merriam knew or should have known that Mr. Combs was drugging the attendees through laced bottles of Delon tequila and Ciroc vodka. As sponsor of these events, defendant Hadbert Merriam had the duty and obligation to ensure that sex workers and underage girls were not present and that Mr. Combs was not spiking alcohol with date rape drugs. Then we go to a section here, and if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see what I'm talking about. There's an image of Diddy, and I don't know if this is Hadbert Merriam with him, and then next to it a picture of of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Defendant, and here's the headline on it, defendant Christina Corum is the Ghislaine Maxwell to Sean Combs' Jeffrey Epstein. Interesting correlation here, and kind of sounds like that. According to Mr. Jones in line 155, during the 13 months he lived and traveled with Mr. Combs, he witnessed Mr. Combs display and distribute guns from his bedroom closet in Miami, Florida, and Los Angeles, California, to questionable individuals all dressed in black. According to Mr. Jones, during the 13 months he lived and traveled with Mr. Combs, he witnessed defendant Corum openly order her assistants to keep Mr. Combs high off gummies and pills. Defendant Corum required all employees, from the butler, the chief of the housekeepers, to walk around with a pouch or fanny pack filled with cocaine, GHB, ecstasy, marijuana gummies, 100 to 250 milligrams each, and Tukey, a pink drug that's a combination of ecstasy and cocaine. And that can be argued. It's more of a synthetic type drug. It's interesting, though, that they had to keep him high. Like, Diddy's, if this is all true, a pretty big drug addict and needs to be constantly on something. You know, I guess if all the allegations here are accurate and true and he's doing all these horrible things, it's like he's having to live in this fantasy world of being drugged up. I don't know if it's just because he likes it or if, you know, he dug himself so deep in that hole and now it's... there's no looking up. There's no seeing the light. You're so deep. The only way you're going to feel any sort of anything good would be the drugs. I don't know. But it's interesting to me to hear that they needed to have him at that state. Line 158, it was important to defendant Corum to give Mr. Combs drug of choice immediately ready when he asks for it. Defendant Corum ordered sex workers and prostitutes for Mr. Combs. Defendant Corum ordered and distributed ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and mushrooms to Mr. Combs and his celebrity guests who were present on his rented yacht and his homes in L.A., New York City, and Miami. On multiple occasions, defendant Corum forced Mr. Jones to carry Mr. Combs' drug pouch against his will. As the chief of staff in line 162, defendant Corum was instrumental in organizing and executing the RICO enterprise. Defendant Corum had the following individuals execute the following tasks for the RICO enterprise. A, Stevie J recruits sex workers and attends parties in, quote, freak offs. And there's a notation as to what that is. And it says at the bottom of the page, we have a video of Mr. Combs, Stevie J, and Plaintiff Jones at a strip club. Mr. Combs is recording the video while coaching and training Plaintiff Jones how to recruit the sex workers. Justin Combs, B, solicits prostitutes, underage girls, and sex workers would engage in freak-offs. C, Brenton Paul works as Mr. Combs' mule. He acquires and distributes Mr. Combs' drugs and guns. He's the former basketball player that was also recently arrested. D, Frankie Santella works alongside Brendan while Brendan acquires and distributes Mr. Combs' drugs and guns. Frankie carries the money and pays for the guns and drugs. There's a picture of him and Brendan, and then we have the picture of him and Frankie. Moy Bawn hires sex workers, attends, and participates in freak-offs. There's another image here of Moy Bawn, Thanksgiving of 2022, when Mr. Combs offered Mr. Jones cocaine. Line 163, Mr. Combs funded and used his affiliation with local gangs and gang leaders who would frequent his homes in L.A. and Miami to secure the drugs and guns he obtained and distributed out of his homes in L.A. and Miami. Defendants executed their RICO enterprise with threats of violence, threatening to eat plaintiff's face, displaying and distributing guns in plaintiff's presence, bragging about having law enforcement under control, bragging about murdering people, and bragging about bribing witnesses and jurors in the criminal case concerning the 1999 New York City nightclub shooting with Shine. Defendants executed their RICO enterprise with threats of isolation from the music and entertainment industries, parading powerful music industry executives such as defendants Lucian Charles Grange, Ethiopia Habert Mariam, at his parties filled with sex workers, minors, and illegal drugs such as ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and mushrooms. Defendants executed their RICO enterprise with threats of non-payment for work completed, fake promises of cash payments, $250,000, producer of the year Grammy Awards, and guaranteed access to future projects, and a $20 million home on Star Island in Miami. It's a lot to digest in that that section of the document. They're basically teeing up a RICO case for federal investigators who are now looking very closely into Diddy with all of these allegations. It's going to be very telling what comes out of this and is who is all involved. If this is a world that's very insulated to Combs, where there's not a lot of people coming and going anymore from outside. I don't know about that. I mean, we have in this very document, Cuba Gooding Jr. being named, several others redacted. But anybody who's been involved in Diddy's world, I think at any time in the recent history, they're probably also aware of some of these things and probably looking at this going, that sounds about right. It's my conjecture. Anyway, we have more to go through on this as we continue our reading. Mr. Combs is allowed to wreak havoc is the next section in line 167, where we will pick up next. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage on this case or the many that we follow here for you at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.